Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know how we do it around here, diving deep into complex topics, and today is no different. We're going to be talking about forecasting.
But with an AI twist.
Yeah, AI and forecasting, a match made in, maybe the future. We'll see.
That's what we're going to find out, right?
Exactly. Before we really get into it, let's do a quick recap of Forecast Value Added, or FVA.
FVA is really all about figuring out which parts of your forecasting process are actually working. And which parts are maybe holding you back, you know?
Like, are they adding value or are they hurting you?
Yeah, it's like a detective looking at a crime scene. You got to find the clues to see what happened.
Love the analogy. So for this deep dive, we're looking at some really cool research from First Analytics.
And these guys really know their stuff when it comes to both forecasting and AI, especially generative AI.
Right. They've been looking at how to use large language models, or LLMs, to make FVA even more powerful.
LLMs can really help streamline the whole FVA analysis process. They can automate those boring reports, summarize key findings, and even pinpoint those areas where human planners are, you know, having a big impact.
So it's like having an AI assistant who can sift through mountains of data and tell you, hey, this is where your forecasting process needs some work.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about, you know, crunching numbers. It's about giving you actual insights that you can use.
That's the key, right? Actionable insight.
Exactly. Imagine an LLM that could look at all your historical data and be like, hey, you know what your planners always seem to struggle when it comes to forecasting for product X? Maybe we should, you know, take a closer look at that.
That's amazing. It's like having an early warning system for your business.
Right. That's the potential here. But we also have to acknowledge that LLMs, they still have a few limitations when it comes to FVA.
Well, yeah, of course, AI is still pretty new.
Yeah.
You know, still kind of figuring things out.
Exactly. One of the biggest challenges right now is their mathematical skills. You know, they're getting better all the time, but those complex calculations that you need for really accurate FVA, they're still working on it.
So it's like they're brilliant chefs who are still learning to measure ingredients properly.
Yeah, kind of. Like they're still figuring out, you know, how much of this and how much of that.
Right. You don't want to mess up the recipe.
Another limitation is the context window.
Okay, the context window, what's that?
So that's basically how much information an LLM can actually process at once. It's like a detective who's only looking at a tiny part of the crime scene. They might miss important clues.
So we need to help them see the bigger picture.
Exactly. And then there's this thing called hallucination, which is a fancy way of saying that LLMs, sometimes they just make things up.
Really? They just make stuff up?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
They might give you information that sounds totally believable, but it's actually not true at all. It's like having a storyteller who, you know, likes to embellish the truth to make it sound more exciting.
Okay, that does sound a bit concerning. How can we be sure that we're getting good information if the AI might be making things up?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's something that researchers are working on. You know, there are some promising techniques being developed right now to try to deal with that.
Okay, that is reassuring.
Yeah.
So LLMs, they have a lot of potential.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some things to keep in mind.
Oh, absolutely. It's a super exciting field, though. You know, things are changing so quickly. It seems like we're seeing new breakthroughs all the time. One really cool approach is called retrieval augmented generation, or ORAG.
ORAG. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, it's basically like giving the LLM access to a bunch of reliable sources that it can double check its work against, you know?
So it's like a fact checker for our storyteller, making sure they're not getting too carried away.
Exactly. And then there's this other technique called prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering.
Yeah, it's all about being super specific and clear with the instructions that you give to the LLM. You know, if you give it a really good prompt, it's much less likely to go off the rails and start hallucinating.
So it's like you're giving your storyteller a detailed outline to follow so they stay on track.
Right. Another thing that can be tricky with LLMs is that they can sometimes give you different answers even if you ask them the same question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like you ask for directions and you get a slightly different route every time.
That would be super frustrating.
Yeah. It can make it hard to get consistent results.
But there are ways to deal with this, too.
Like what?
Well, there are these things called parameters that you can adjust in the LLM.
Yeah.
Like one of them is called temperature. And you can use that to make its responses more consistent. And then you can also use these standardized prompts.
Okay.
You know, like using the same template every time. That can really help.
So it's all about making the process more repeatable.
Yeah.
So you're getting consistent insights.
Exactly. And then finally, one of the big challenges with LLMs is that they don't always have that specific business knowledge that they need to really understand, you know, all the nuances of the data and the FVA structure.
Right. They might have a general understanding of things. but they don't have that deep expertise.
Right.
It's like asking a general doctor to perform brain surgery, you know? They might have a medical degree, but they're not a specialist.
Yeah, you definitely want a specialist for something like that.
Exactly. So to deal with this, people are doing a lot of work on something called fine-tuning.
Fine-tuning.
Yeah, basically it's training the LLM on a data set that's specific to the field of FVA. You know?
So you're giving them that specialized knowledge that they need.
Exactly. And as these remedies, you know, continue to get better and better, the potential for LLMs and FVA is just going to keep growing.
Okay, so we've talked about the limitations.
Yeah.
But let's get into some real-world examples.
Yeah.
First Analytics, they put together this really cool case study that really shows both the potential and the limitations of LLMs and FVA.
Yeah, they took this massive data set, almost 1 million records.
Wow.
And this data included, you know, baseline statistical forecasts, all the adjustments that the planners made, and of course the actual sales figures.
Okay.
And they used that data to train an LLM to do FVA analysis.
Cool. And what did they find?
Well, it was actually really interesting. The LLM was able to figure out, you know, which areas human planners were consistently doing better than the statistical forecasts.
So it was able to tell where human intuition and experience were really adding value.
Exactly. But it also showed where the statistical forecast was actually more accurate, which suggests that sometimes, you know, sticking with the numbers is the best way to go.
So it's all about finding that balance between human expertise and AI.
Right. And it's not just about being right or wrong. It's also about how much of an impact those adjustments have. The LLM was actually able to figure out that when human planners made adjustments that improved the forecast, those adjustments tended to have a much bigger impact than when the statistical forecast was just a little bit better.
So it's not just about being right more often. It's about making the right calls when it really matters.
Exactly. And that's where those limitations of LLMs come back into play. You know, they're still under development and they're still learning how to deal with those nuances.
So even though this example shows how powerful LLMs can be, it also shows why it's so important to have a human in the loop. You know, we can't just blindly trust the AI.
Oh, definitely. Human expertise is still absolutely critical for interpreting those insights, understanding the context, and ultimately making those final decisions.
It's like having a co-pilot in the cockpit. You know,
yeah.
You need both the pilot's skill and the co-pilot's support to really fly the plane.
That's a great analogy. And that brings us to another really exciting possibility. You know, using LLMs as co-pilots for demand planners. Imagine a world where planners can work side by side with AI.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind.
Yeah.
Okay, so how would this AI co-pilot actually work, like, day to day?
You know, let's say you're a demand planner.
Yeah.
And you're working on your forecasts, and you're looking at this one product, and you're just like, wait a minute, something doesn't seem right here.
Yeah.
Well, instead of having to dig through all these spreadsheets and run all these complex queries, you could just turn to your AI co-pilot.
So it's like having a forecasting guru on call 24/7.
Exactly. And you could ask it specific questions like, hey, why is the statistical forecast for product X so high this month? Or how have my adjustments actually affected the accuracy for product Y over the last quarter? You know,
real-time insights.
Yeah, the LLM could give you those insights right away, pulling from all that historical data and all that FVA analysis that it's done.
Wow, so it's not just about giving the planner a bunch of numbers. It's about making those insights understandable and actually useful.
Exactly, and to make it even easier, it could even create visuals, you know, charts and graphs to really help the planner see what's going on.
So it's like a data visualization expert too.
Yeah, but to really make this work, these AI co-pilots have to be trustworthy. You know, we need to be able to rely on them. That's why it's so important to address those limitations that we were talking about earlier.
Right. We need our AI co-pilots to be smart,
yeah.
But they also got to be reliable.
Exactly. And as we get better at dealing with those limitations, I think the potential for these AI co-pilots to really change things is huge.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine demand planners being able to work side by side with AI, taking advantage of their combined strengths, you know.
And not only could it help improve accuracy, but it could also free up human planners so they can focus on those higher-level strategic tasks that require human intuition and expertise.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And I think that's the real promise of generative AI in FVA. It can really take the whole forecasting process to a whole new level, making it faster, more insightful, and ultimately more valuable for businesses.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. We've covered a ton of ground, you know, from the basics of FVA to the really cutting edge of AI. A huge thanks to First Analytics for their incredible work and for sharing their insights with us.
It's been a pleasure. You know, the future of forecasting is looking really bright, and I'm super excited to see how generative AI continues to shape this field.
And to all our listeners out there, We hope this deep dive has gotten you thinking about the possibilities of AI in your own work. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.